Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The suspect who turned himself in following the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk is expected to be formally charged tomorrow. ABC's News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer says Tyler Robinson could be facing federal hate crime charges.
You can't have a hate crime based on politics, but Charlie Kirk's religion and politics are so intertwined. I could see an argument for this being a motivated based on his religion and the mixture of his politics. The federal government could make a hate crime allowing for murder as well.
Kirk's funeral and memorial are set for Sunday in Phoenix. President Trump says he will attend. The president at the White House signing an executive order to deploy federal resources, including National Guard troops, to Memphis. He says to curb crime like he did in D.C. In San Francisco, a chef was arrested last week for allegedly robbing three banks on the same day. Authorities say 62-year-old Valentino Lucan is facing bank robbery charges for passing notes to bank tellers demanding money. This is ABC News.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
Brewers baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers baseball all season long on WISS.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
A new week and a new announcement. Here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Wattles.
Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce has jumped into the 2026 governor's race, becoming the latest Democrat seeking to succeed Governor Tony Evers. Royce, who represents the Madison area, launched her campaign with a video this morning criticizing, quote, extremists and calling for stronger schools, affordable health care, and better paying jobs. She previously ran for governor in 2018, finishing third in the Democratic primary behind Evers. Royce joins Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley, and beer vendor Ryan Sternot in the Democratic field. Republicans Washington County Executive Josh Showman and businessman Bill Berrien are also in the race. Representative Tom Tiffany is said to be considering a run.
The federal government has approved nearly $30 million in FEMA funding. The Trump administration announced last week that they would approve a partial emergency declaration by Governor Tony Evers. Evers requested the help following the August 9th and 10th storm that brought as much as 11 inches of rain on the Milwaukee.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers get ready now to play the Cleveland Browns. The Browns losing to the Ravens yesterday in Baltimore, 41-17. But Jordan Love will be without one of his best receivers, Jaden Reed, Matt LaFleur.
Unfortunately, he broke his collarbone, so he'll be down for quite some time. We'll see. Certainly, I would expect him back at some point this season, but obviously it's a big blow to us.
College football, the Badgers host Maryland next after losing in Alabama, 38-14 on Saturday. Luke Fickell.
Well, that's obviously not easy to swallow. And the truth of the matter is, I told those guys that was a much better team than we are right now.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Cardinals yesterday 3-2, but that's okay. The Crew, the first team in the major leagues this year to clinch a playoff spot.
It's been a joy for me to be around a group of guys that have taken this, that uncommon mindset, as serious as they've taken it.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WISS, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated storm or two this evening, otherwise mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Sunny, hot, and humid tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. Chance of storms again Wednesday. Temperatures cool at the end of the week. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Matt Nair on Air.
Mr. Darren Von Rudin, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. This farm bill is supposed to be passed in 2023.
It's really frustrating that they've forgotten about small farmers. We actually pay more taxes than the billionaires do. Why are those tax dollars not coming back to the communities that pay them? Whether it's through the farm bill or it's other programs, we need to make sure that we keep fighting and let them know that we're not happy.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. We discuss his newly announced bid for governor 2026. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Net and Air on Air.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to talk trash, but only when he's at the dump, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Monday, everybody. We are back on the air after a long, grueling weekend where I was literally counting the minutes to be back on the air in this chair talking to all of you, our faithful listeners. It is great to have you with me tonight. Great show planned this evening. And I have Con, are you here?
Yes.
There you are. All right, Conrad is here. Conrad is present. He did not take a powder. I have got a computer issue.
Uh-oh.
And my computer, like the battery died or something. You might have to help me. Here's what we'll do. Be ready in case I ask you some pertinent information about tonight's show.
Okay.
I pretty much have it memorized. I'm just saying until my computer boots up.
Yeah. We can always go to the Google for anything.
We could go to the Google. We could.
Even your show plans. Just go to the Google, you know?
I know. I don't know. How do I do this? Can I go to the Google on this big studio computer? I probably can at some point. All right, I guess I'll do that if it comes to it. But anyway, folks, great show tonight. Great to have you with me. It's kind of strange. I had kind of a weird weekend. I watched a lot of TV and it was gorgeous out this weekend. I finished the show Dexter. 8 seasons, folks. Pardon me, in about 6 weeks. So that is some record-breaking, that's a breakneck TV watching pace. And I enjoyed it. I thought the show ended well. I was so into that character, I started the follow-up, Dexter New Blood. So I'm watching that. I'm about 3 shows into that now. The show has taken over my life. And it's not even like, it's not as good as it was at the beginning. But it's still good. And I still want to see what happens because the writing is so good. I'm also watching the show Task. And I'm on season 1, episode 2, season 1. But that's how, they do that old school too. They drop 1 episode a week on HBO, which...
Lame.
I'll be honest, it's no fun. I know. So, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I watched football and then some more football.
Okay.
And then some more football.
I don't know how you do that.
I watched college on Saturday.
Okay.
I also watched Colorado lose on Friday, which was hilarious.
Why was it hilarious? Colorado? Because Deion?
Yeah, it's like he wants them to be so good, but they're just not.
They're not a good team, really.
No, they're terrible.
Oh, wow.
He did something risky this past week, and he started the third string.
Okay.
Over the first and the second.
He started the third string?
True freshman, yes. And I mean, to be fair, he didn't look terrible, but
Are any of his kids on the team?
Not anymore.
Not anymore? He's got 2, right? They both play college football?
Well, they both are. Well, Shiloh Sanders, got cut from the Buccaneers.
Okay.
And Shadur is on the Browns as the 4th string.
Wow.
You okay over there?
Yeah.
Sounds like you're so far away now.
Sounds like I'm in a bucket. It sounds like that's what it's like when I call my parents and they're in the car and my mom will ask, hold on, honey, let me put you on so your dad can hear. And I can hear my mom perfectly. And then it sounds like they're both like in a cage 4 miles away or something. When they both.
Yeah. And then you just continue to say, what?
I don't know what's going on. Fun show tonight, folks. Eric Westfall will be here. He is the WGBW afternoon host here in downtown Green Bay on 97.9 and does a great job. We had Eric on the show recently, but he's part of a new show, a new theater production opening in Abrams called The Play That Went Wrong. Now, again, I don't have my computer open, Conrad, so I'm going based on memory.
Yes.
And how great of a memory do I have? The Play That Goes Wrong. It's a really funny premise. Everything goes wrong, and these actors are forced to improvise. Eric, in addition to being the on-air host here in the afternoon, is also a very fine actor. And we'll talk to him about this play. You have a couple opportunities to check it out. And Eric is, I assume, very good, and he's very funny off camera. So we'll talk to Eric. He will be in studio, Conrad. I don't know if you know that. So don't, we cannot lock the door.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. And he's taking a certain quiz. I don't know if he's aware of.
Correct. I have not dropped that bomb on him.
He's going to be in for a surprise.
It's going to be fun. And then at 7:35, the coolest name in show business, Max Blaska will be here. He's the founder of the Mental Health Warrior Film Festival in Madison, which takes place, I think it starts Wednesday. But we'll talk to Max. He's been on the show before. And speaking of film festivals, I was at the Green Bay Film Festival Saturday, and I saw we had a guest on the show last week, Wendy LaBelle, who made a film called The Anxiety Club. Actually, I think it's just Anxiety Club. And she had her screening Saturday night. There were people from the ATT Center there here in Green Bay, the Anxiety and Trauma Treatment Center. So we had this whole big panel after the show, and it was about the connection between comedians and anxiety. And it was a really fun movie. There were laughs. It was very, it was riveting. And it was fun. Oh, you got a picture up there. There you go. Look at how much higher. I felt so tall. It's on that end.
You're on some stilts right there.
I know. If you cut the bottom out, it would just be their heads and then my entire top torso. But anyway, it was a really fun night. Wendy did a great job at the Q&A, as did everyone from the ATT Center. And had a nice crowd. They asked great questions. Check out the Green Bay Film Festival, folks, if you haven't already. They do a really nice job, and they do things differently. And the Tarleton Theater was beautiful. Have you been there, Conrad?
I haven't, but I've walked by it so many times. And it, even on the outside, it looks great. But that doesn't count.
I appreciate your effort to try to answer that question, even though the answer is really no.
I haven't been inside.
It's beautiful. I'm telling you, if there's an event there coming up, you got to check it out. It's a really cool event. And inside, it looks like a throwback. It looks like one of those kind of Catskills clubs with the tables and the candlelight and stuff like that. It was really nice, really fun evening. So thank you to Nick Wattier and Cindy who ran things over there. It was a really fun night. And hey, you know what I think we got to do? I think we got to go to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions. Oh,
this one is a beauty, folks. It is National Double Cheeseburger Day. So the question here at Nightlight tonight is, what are your top three favorite hamburgers? I'm making you work. Don't just give me your favorite hamburger. What are your top three favorite hamburgers or cheeseburgers? They could be doubles, triples, quarter pound, third pound, half pounders, little McDonald's. You know, it's weird. The McDonald's hamburger basically now is a slider. You wouldn't even pass it off as a hamburger like in a bar. Honestly, they're so small.
That's why you got to ask for a McTriple.
They don't have that. You could do that and probably freak out the help.
What about a McQuad stack? How about that?
Oh, I like. God, you were on the wrong line of work, buddy. We got our new marketing guy, Conrad Krieger, in here. So let us know, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What are your top three favorite hamburgers? And you can also text us on the app. Very easy to use. Check it out. Or if you're watching on the stream, drop us a stream comment if you happen to be watching Nightlight on YouTube, Facebook, or X Twitter. Let us know. So why don't you go first?
Well, yeah, so
it's a tough one.
It's hard to say which place, I guess. You know, there is a great place in De Pere that makes excellent burgers. It's called Brickhouse. Brickhouse Craft Burgers and Brews. And I went there a couple
What's
weeks.
What's it called? Brickhouse?
Burgers and Brews.
Okay.
And I went there, I don't know, a couple weeks ago with one of my friends, and we both loved it. And I had a mushroom Swiss there. So I'd say mushroom Swiss for any place I go to is my top one.
I got to be honest, I've never gotten into the mushroom and Swiss, but people that love it, like, it's like they would die on a hill for it.
Yes. It is every place I go to, I'm like, if they don't have it, I'm like, well, maybe I'll get something else. I'll get like a chicken sandwich or something, but I'd say that and then a hangover burger.
Where is that again? Yeah.
There's a lot of places that make it. Okay. I'd say my favorite one was
like with the egg on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite one was at the Brat House in Milwaukee.
The hangover burger at the Brat House. Okay, I've never been there.
And then my last one would just be a bacon cheeseburger.
Straight
Simple,
up?
Simple, yeah.
Okay. All right, my top three, I'm going to go first, mostly because of memory, but also because it's got, it's so spectacular, and I'm fasting right now, and I'm getting hungry. Why do I always do this? I always have like a red meat question when I'm starving. I'll say Superdog in Chicago. There are only two locations, and it's a drive-up, and they have that real Chicago green relish on there like they put on a Chicago dog and mustard and grilled onions, and it is spectacular. That's my number one. Number two, Al's in Green Bay, right down the street here. I ate there the other night while I was waiting to go over to the Tarleton at the Green Bay Film Festival, and it was only the third time I think I had eaten there. And they have this like jalapeno popper burger.
Oh
my God, is it? It is ridiculous.
Is it like they put like fried how do they make that?
There's no jalapenos. I think the jalapenos are in like a jalapeno mayo.
Oh, that
and then
sounds.
They've got like.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It was dynamite. It's one of those few times I finished the burger and I almost said I'll have another. Which
keep them coming.
anybody else or another round of jalapeno popper burgers over here. So that's my number two. And third is something you probably never heard of called Umami Burger. And there's a few of these around the U.S., but it's a tie between that and In-N-Out Burger, which I absolutely love too, which is a fast food burger, but it's that good.
You know, I've had In-N-Out and I don't think it's that spectacular.
The door is right over there. Don't let it hit you.
I think Culver's is better.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Culver's is good for a lot of stuff. Their burgers are fine.
That's that butter burger, you know?
But that's like a thing now. Everybody has that, right?
But they were they did it first.
I could put Mickey Lou's on there, too. The other reason I wanted to do this is because one of these days, in the near future, Paul Vandenplaus from Wonderfully Wisconsin has to come back on the show because he was compiling a list of 100 top, was it the top 100 or just 100 great burger places?
Yeah.
I've kind of forgotten now, but he was at Mickey Lou's and I met him there and I met his wife, Sarah. We had a good, nice little chat and then I let him get down to commence eating. But Mickey Lou's is good too. There's a lot of great, burgers out there, folks.
Yeah.
Share your top three with us and we will read your texts on the radio. It'll be fun. I'm trying to figure out what else. My computer is back up and running, by the way. I know what I'm going to do. We got a text. Last Friday morning from 4 to 6, they replay Nightlight from 4 to 6 a.m. And our pal, Bud from Janesville, texted us at an ungodly hour because he was out doing what he does, delivering papers. He's in the 608, and Amanda filled in Thursday night for Conrad. He said, "Hey, Pete and Amanda, since my last text made you want to vomit, I thought I'd keep the same theme going with a song I'd rather not hear in the grocery store." That was one of our questions last week.
Yep.
He said, "It's a B-side song that you haven't heard called The Bulimia Blues by the Wretched Vomers? I don't know what that is." He says, "Obviously, this is all tongue-in-cheek. Thank you, Bud. Or more literally, finger in throat."
Nice.
"Anyway, like your show." Oh, he used to put "love your show."
Oh,
now Bud is now saying like your show.
Oh, he doesn't love it anymore.
Come on, Bud. You're better than that. We know you love us. "Anyway, like your show, Bud from Janesville. P.S. If you don't think my texts are airworthy, then please don't read them. After all, it's your show. I was just trying to be funny." You were, Bud. That was very well done. I enjoy all of Bud's texts. They're great. Great stuff. And I love that that we can keep him company when he's up very early doing what he does. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a really bad experience I had with fried fish. And that was last Friday. We're coming back and we'll read your responses. Eric Westfall is here at 6:35 to talk about really bad theater. You won't want to miss that, folks. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My Lord. Oh, my Lord. I really want to know you. I really want to go with you.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220 or biglou.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
That's cool tonight. Share the spice of life. And it's
nice tonight. Welcome back. Tonight. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. It is a Monday night, folks. The start of a new week, new beginnings. So much potential ahead of all of us as we kick off the week here from downtown Green Bay and broadcast live statewide. So wherever you're joining us from, welcome, and it is great to have you. Eric Westfall is in the building, Conrad. Did you notice that?
I think I saw him passing.
Yeah, he's here, so there will be no bailing guest tonight. Our question of the night, folks, is what are your top three burger places? It is National Double Cheeseburger Day. I know we've done a hamburger question in the past, but I kind of feel like it's more fun to rank them. So I said Superdog, a little place in Chicago. I said Al's in downtown Green Bay, that little hole in the wall right down the street that is gorgeous and right next to the Meyer Theater. I ate there the other day for only the third time, and I realized I just told Conrad I almost ordered another burger after I was done with my jalapeno popper.
Another round. Burger.
Good stuff. Another round of tuna melts. So that was those are my top two. And then Umami Burger is tied kind of with In-N-Out. I don't know if you noticed this. I just realized this. I have something from all three areas where I've lived.
Yeah.
Not by design.
Well, yeah.
There's a place in Marinette, too, called the Rail House. They have a great, it's called the Whistleblower Burger. And they pack it with jalapenos, also dynamite stuff. So what were your three again?
So mine was... Brick House, Kraft, Burgers, and Brews, which, I mean, their menu is awesome. Like, you just look at it and you're like, I don't even know what to pick because there's so many burgers to choose from.
Right. That's then, overwhelming.
I would say the Brathouse in Milwaukee, and then a bacon cheeseburger, but like if I'd get it from anywhere, and it's just a simple one, probably Culver's.
Okay. Culver's has a good, what is it, the Culver's Deluxe?
Yeah.
That's a good burger. Oh, got a little mayo on there.
Their mushroom Swiss, double mushroom Swiss is really good.
That's outstanding. All right, let us know what your top three favorite hamburgers are, folks. You can do that at 855-752-4842. I have to say, okay, so I was off Friday night. I went to a fish fry. I don't go to many fish fries because I'm typically working on Friday nights, but I went to one about a month ago when I had a Friday off. I took a couple days vacation, and I went again. It was my wife's birthday on Friday, and she's like, well, let's go to a fish fry. So we went to the Little River Country Club in Maryland. Mm. Lovely little establishment. Friends of ours own it, the Dries family, Adam Dries, great stuff. And I got a fish fry, and it was good. The food was really good, and they have a great salad bar. Like, I really kind of, it was one of those things where I kind of didn't eat much all day because I was so excited to go there. But I have to say, as much as I crave a fish fry, when I'm done, I feel like I don't want to eat fish again for 3 years. And I hate to say that because my problem is I typically overdo it. I don't ever eat fish fries. So when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch. I ate everything on my plate and I felt like I wanted to die. And it was delicious. The food was great. But now I've had two fish fries in a month and now I'm done for a while.
See, this is the, I know it's kind of like, it's a staple to get breaded fish.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just get nothing, if you don't get the bread on it, you
pan
can eat
fried.
That. You know, you can kind of get away with eating more because it is dense, you know.
But what am I, you can get away with eating more. I was like, I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal. And my parents were there and my in-laws. And it was like, it was really good, but I just overdo it. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever. Now I can eat a piece of salmon that's cooked healthy, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But it's the fish fry. I have such a love-hate with the fish fry because I love it.
You know, perch is just so good. It's hard to like, when you taste it, it's hard to be like, all right, I'm done.
And that's the first time I ordered perch in years. Like I had made the switch to walleye from perch.
Yeah, I mean, walleye's great too.
And I had walleye at Little River a month ago. Really good too. I don't know. Anyway, that's where I'm at on fish fries. All right, we got a phone call?
Ollie from the North Woods.
Oh, Ollie. We haven't heard from Ollie in a while. I was starting to worry. Hi, Ollie.
Well, you know, if you get a food one, I can answer that.
Yes, that's
ones
true.
I'm not so into.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you my three favorite places for burgers.
Please.
Are Ollie's Place, and she serves a mean hamburger with fried onions, lots of pickles and mustard, and then Ollie's Cabin, and she serves a awesome super duper double thick hamburger with lots of extra thick bacon.
Oh my gosh.
And then Ollie's Kitchen, she serves an awesome pizza burger where she takes 2 quarter pounders and smashes them, and then in the middle she puts lots of mozzarella and some chopped olives, and then she puts those together and fries it and tops it off with marinara sauce. Yum, yum.
Wow. Ollie, those are great. I couldn't help notice you share a name with all of the burger makers there that you just listed.
Yeah, she's pretty famous.
All right. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Ollie. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
How awesome would it have been if that was just a coincidence and it was not her and she was not related to any of them. It just happened to be three Ollie burger makers.
It's like she saw Ollie's in the name. She's like, well, we have to stop there.
We got to stop there. That's very, I would do that. Schwabba's Burgers. Absolutely.
I don't know if that will ever happen.
Dave on the stream says Chips, Culver's, Red Robin. So Dave went all Fran. Wait, what is Chips?
I haven't heard of that.
Dave, fill us in, man. Chips, Culver's, and Red Robin is good. I forgot about Red Robin.
Yeah, I like Red Robin.
And of course, everybody loves Culver's, and I'm no different. Awesome stuff. Let us know where your top three burgers come from. We will read your texts throughout the show. Coming up next, my pal Eric Westfall is here. He is the WGBW afternoon host. And he is also in a very funny play that happens, I believe, this weekend. So we'll get all the details coming up next with our pal Eric. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. And so great to have you here on this Monday, folks. I was feeling all right, I'm with my boys, I'm with my troops here. Down along the avenue, some guys were shooting pool, and I heard the sound of acapella groove.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Alball Show.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Midwest Farm Report, with me, Pam Yonke.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A Green Bay lawmaker is renewing calls to keep veterans' housing programs open before they shut down at the end of the month, as his Republican counterparts are arguing the sites already have the money to stay open. The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program operates sites in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls. They provide temporary housing to homeless veterans along with other support services. Governor Tony Evers proposed giving the program nearly $2 million in the budget cycle earlier this summer. After that didn't make it through the Republican-led budget committee, Evers announced that the two sites would shut down because of funding shortfalls. Republican lawmakers say the closures don't need to happen. They say the governor hasn't spent some of the money already afforded to him. GOP lawmakers urged Evers to reverse the closure this month in a letter obtained by Fox 11. Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner represents the Green Bay area, and he's urging lawmakers to change their mind on funding the program so they can stay open. Late last week, he introduced an amendment to do just that, as lawmakers were considering a separate bill that would limit what flags municipalities can fly.
Frankly, it's an act of desperation, because it's our last session before these close in my area. And when they close, it won't just be numbers or political gamesmanship. It will actually be the friends and family and neighbors who are veterans sleeping without a roof.
The Veteran Housing Recovery Program sites in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls will close September 30th, absent any action from leaders. The site in Union Grove will remain open.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Superman and Lex Luthor teaming up together? What is this world coming to? Before you know it, cats and dogs will be living together. Variety has announced that the sequel for this summer's hit Superman is in motion. If you thought the first one was a spectacle, the follow-up promises an even bigger nemesis will face off against the unlikely duo. James Gunn's Superman, starring David Corenswet, made $613 million worldwide and was a big first swing for the DC Universe, a company where Gunn currently serves as co-CEO. James Gunn says the sequel will be as much a Lex Luthor film as it will be a Superman film. The director says he loved working with Nicholas Hoult, who played Luthor, and really identified with the Luthor character. Yikes. A couple other tidbits from Gunn's Superman world. The director says Supergirl, starring Millie Alcock, is on the schedule to be released in 2026. Superman, A Man of Tomorrow, will start filming in 2026 and be released in 2027. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to WISS, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated storm or two this evening, otherwise mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Sunny, hot, and humid tomorrow. Highs in the mid-80s. Chance of storms again Wednesday. Temperatures cool at the end of the week. Right now it's 78 degrees.
The Todd Alball Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop, overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What's say you?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely. But bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Alball Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
James Santel joining me. Donald Trump just flat out threatening Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
A lot of people apparently, Maggie, in high places in government engaging in mortgage fraud, including Adam Schiff and Letitia James, and now Commissioner Cook as well. The Federal Reserve is created independent of politics, preventing exactly this kind of thing from happening. This is the instability that causes economic crisis.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a Fox host has to apologize after saying the homeless should be involuntarily executed. We'll talk about that with Todd Alba. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am Pete Schwabba. I was just reading part of Monica's text. I don't know if you read that. We'll get to
I did, yes.
We'll get to those in a little while. She's a very sassy person. That's all I'll say, but I'm excited. We'll read your text in just a little bit. But our question of the night, what are your top three favorite burgers? It is National Double Cheeseburger Day. I love that they don't just have a National Cheeseburger Day. It's National Double Cheeseburger Day. So it's very specific, but we're having fun with it. Let us know. You can drop us a stream comment if you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, or X, or at 855-752-4842, the old school text line, or you can drop us an app comment. Anyway, to get a hold of us, just please do, and we will read your text on the radio. This is exciting, folks. We have some new on-air members here at WGBW. We are in downtown Green Bay, as you know. That's where we broadcast from. And during the day, in the morning, you can hear Dan Marcus. Great job, radio legend. Laura McKenna, and our afternoon host, is with me here in studio now. His name is Eric Westfall. He's also an actor, and he's here live in person, which there's no other way to do it for a theater actor, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. Again, nice great to be on the other side of the glass. I hope the chair wasn't too warm in there when you sat down.
Yeah. Just a little too
warm. Warm day today. Sometimes I don't. Wow,
that is really awkward, isn't it? Sharing it. It makes me think of the Simpsons line when Smithers referred to Homer Simpson when he was talking to Mr. Burns. He said, "Oh, that's Homer Simpson, sir. One of your chair moisteners from Sector 7G.
That's so horrible.
How you been? You were here a few weeks ago.
Yep.
We had a kind of a how do you do, and now yeah. I feel like we're friends. So how are things going here at WGBW?
Good. Yeah, we've been at this, I think, like a month and a half. And, you know, my code to get in and everything still works, so... I think I must be doing pretty good.
You get free coffee. Yeah. You haven't stolen anything out of petty cash yet.
No.
Do we have petty cash here?
Not that they've told me. There have been donuts in here a number of days, though. So unfortunately, I'm probably eating more of those than I'd care to. But
listen, you want snacks that will make you unhealthy? Become a teacher. My wife said all she gets like in the break room there is donuts and candy and like. It's like they want teachers to crash, have like a mental breakdown at like 1 p.m. or something. So it's not as bad here, but, you know, it's nice to have donuts laying around. So, all right, let's talk about this. You're also an actor, Eric. So I want to talk about, I love this play. This looks so much fun. It's called The Play That Goes Wrong. So, and you spelled wrong, just in case people didn't understand the title as it was. You want to know
the backwards G there, so you know something's wrong.
There's going to be hijinks. So hold that up to the stream. If those of you watching on the stream, here's the play poster. The play that goes wrong. I love it. Tell us all about this show.
So the show, and we did actually do it back in May, and it went over so well that they decided to bring it back for this. So that's why it says on the top, the encore. Because... one of the characters in the play is actually the set. It's an engineering marvel because it's designed every single show to basically by the end to be destroyed.
Oh, wow.
But obviously, you know, we got to do another show. So it's also got to be designed to be put back together again pretty easily.
Right.
And everything has to be safe so that, you know, actors
don't hurt themselves,
breaking limbs and things. So, yeah. So because of this this feat of wonder here, this engineering marvel that they've constructed, they realized that their next show is until a little bit later. So they kind of reached out to all of us actors at the end of the run in May and said, hey, you know, if we could get this together in September, would you want to do another weekend? And we were able to work it out. So it's this coming weekend. And yeah, it is just, we've been now had some rehearsals again because, you know, you don't do something for a while. And I did some other plays in there. I did Shakespeare and everything else. So I, the show was a little bit out of my head for a while.
You just dropped a Shakespeare bomb in there. So there you go, folks. Not only does he do kind of a screwball comedy, Shakespeare, that's impressive.
That's right. I was Polonius in Hamlet this summer. Yes.
All right, we'll get into that too, but keep going with the play that goes wrong. This
is great. We were getting back into it. We had costumes on Friday night, although I forgot to bring my dress shoes, so I was wearing my butler's tuxedo and then my sandals, which was an interesting
look. That would have made an interesting amazing look. Photo through the window if you had that costume.
Yeah. To get all the physical stuff back again, and, you know, there's a lot of stage combat and everything, really.
Oh,
there's,
nice.
There's the two female actors. They get in a fight over the character, and it's just really everything that could go wrong does. And the comedy comes because we aren't, like, you know, being all zany. We are an acting troupe trying in earnest to put on this 1920s murder mystery. And of course, when all this stuff happens, there's us reacting and the decisions that we make. And some of those decisions are bad. Some of the decisions are good. But they all kind of come together and to create this wonderful chaos.
That's so great. I mean, I always laugh because like who? These aren't the writer. Is this like a show you have to license, or was it written locally?
No, this has been on Broadway. Ended. I believe these are all English gentlemen that wrote it. It originated on the West End in London, and then it's been on Broadway, and it's been there is even a junior edition or a high school edition you can do it. It's things don't get quite as destructive because obviously when you're dealing with the kids, safety is even more paramount. It's a very well done show. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, it has won, you know, I don't know if it's won Tonys, but maybe on the break I'll Google that or something. Somebody can feel free to Google that if they want.
Conrad. So, all right, that's great. So the Abrams Theater, Abrams Spotlight Productions, when you put a show on like this, are you ever nervous? Like, is it expensive to license stuff like this, material that you didn't write? That, let's say it did win a Tony or it's been on Broadway.
A play is not as expensive as a musical. Musicals are what are expensive, and some, you know, more so than others. That's generally why when you go to see a show, a musical will cost you more money to see as an audience member than a play. So it's not terrible. I don't know what they are. Obviously, something newer is probably a little more expensive than something particularly old. And if it's old enough, you don't have to pay at all.
Yeah.
But
this guy could have been waiting by the phone.
Yeah.
We got one.
I think they're making pretty good money. I would be surprised if they were weren't eating some of the best burgers in town, whatever town they're in. So
I can't believe I didn't lead off with that. All right, I'll get back to the burger question because you're a local guy. We got to talk to you about that. But give us an idea of a gag. Like, you talked about the set gets destructed a little bit, but is there a lot of physical comedy, or is it joking?
There is. You know, in my character as the butler. So Perkins the butler, and this little mustache that I'm growing here is my butler mustache. So I'll have to shave my chin off, but so that's why I'm working on that.
You're walking into a porn gig right after this, so that works out really well, actually.
So it's my little butler mustache. So it's the Cornley Drama Society is what our little imaginary group is. And my actor, I'm actually Dennis, and he's kind of new to the theater troupe, and he's nervous about his first time, and he's having trouble with his lines. So I actually have some words written on my hands to try and, but of course I start out wearing gloves, butler gloves.
Right.
At one point I'm like, trying to remember it, and I realize it's on my hand, and I'm looking down and trying to, you know, be very nonchalant about it. But there is a number of physical stuff with my character in gags too. And then we have one point where I keep forgetting what the next line is. So we go in this loop and everybody else is like trying to, you know, and part of that loop is they have to take a drink each time, which you'll see why that's problematic, because something has happened to the liquid, which is, you know, just supposed to be water.
Oh, nice.
And it's not anymore. Well, it really is, but, you know, theater of the mind, you will not think it's water.
So, all right. So Abraham Spotlight Productions, it's in Abrams.
Yes.
The play. And like, I think we talked about last time, I've never like stopped at Abrams to check it out, but there's a little city there. They have a nice theater.
Yeah. So it's a former church.
Okay.
It's called the Nancy Bing Community Theater.
Oh.
And the address, 5852 Maple Street. So there's not a lot of different streets in Abrams. But yes, there are still some tickets available.
Okay.
You know, one of the shows is on a Sunday during when there's also a Green Bay game. So, that might be, you know, if you're not into football at all, that might be the best one. That might be the best one.
What's the capacity?
I know that we last time added chairs to what they had. So it is over 100. It's like maybe 120.
All right. I have to think there are at least 120 non-Packer fans this time.
The
problem with Green Bay is even though people aren't football fans, they're still Packer fans and they watch the games because it's an event, right? But this does give you another option on Sunday.
Indeed.
And you've got two opportunities, the 19th and the 20th. Friday, Saturday, I assume, where you can check this out. Visit abramstheater.com or call 920-826-5852. We should have done a giveaway tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have that authority?
I did give some away on my show last week.
And
congratulations to Priscilla from DePeer and Tammy from Appleton.
The winners?
The winners. They each won a pair of tickets.
And that's not like, nothing gets me more excited than seeing a show in a theater about that size. Because even in Marinette, I was telling you the theater on the Bay holds like, I don't know, 300 people, but it's a part of a college too. But this, I mean, 100 seats is incredible.
Yeah. So it's a very intimate feel. And they have, you can also, they have a liquor license there. So you can buy, can drink a beer or have a glass of wine or hard seltzer while you're watching the show. Which
but you can't sneak booze in, right?
Well, they would probably frown upon that, yes.
Expect to be frisked when you walk in. All right. So we talked about tickets. How involved are you with the Abrams Theater?
This is actually the first time I've done it. And it's interesting because there's only one person in the cast who's actually from Abrams. All the rest, most of us are from Green Bay, including the director, Mike Esserkan, who is also involved with running a Comedy City in DePeer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And there's a couple other Comedy City people involved in the show. Yeah.
Is Nick Wallander one of them?
No.
Okay.
But a good guy, yeah. And then there's a couple people. We have one guy from Peshtigo. Who's in it? And he's actually he has an MFA.
What's his name?
It is Chris
Mazey.
Yes.
It has to be him.
Yep, that's it.
Because he does dinner theater stuff here. Chris has been on the show.
Oh,
he's coming
detective.
Back soon. I was like, there cannot be another theater actor in Peshtigo. It's only like 3,000 people, but that's a good guess. All right, cool. So I also noticed that the Abrams Theater has some kind of Halloween thing going on. I was going to ask you about, but if you're only in this show and not like part of the board
or
anything.
I don't know, unfortunately.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit about Shakespeare when you come back or your training?
I can talk about whatever you
like. I love this stuff, man. This is great. And I'll probably ask you who your influences were too, because I know you went to Lawrence. Mm-hmm. You're a theater guy. You got it in your blood. So we'll talk a little bit about Shakespeare too. And we have a quiz, folks. Those of you who are just tuning in, I don't know if we tease this con or not, but Eric is going to take our Green Bay quiz. And we are famous for our quizzes here at Nightlight. We have an assortment of quizzes. So if you don't like this one, Eric, we have another one we can give you. But this is our Green Bay one.
Well,
and we've thrown a couple
best
theater questions in there too, which will be fun. So we'll do that. And I think I should read Monica's text right now and get this out of the way, because Monica from Mount Horeb in the 608 says, your question sucks, Schwaba. That's just so bold. Like, I don't have to read this text, but I love Monica. She says, just funny with you. I'm a vegetarian, so I'm going to say the Impossible Burger. Love Impossible. Good choice. Morningstar Farms and then Culver's Veggie Burger. I tried to have a Curder Veggie Burger one time at Culver's, but I was told they come already assembled, frozen with a curd blob already on it. On an unrelated note, the Roses didn't get that great of reviews, but I thought it was hysterical. And all the actors were great. We'll talk about that, too, with our guest, Eric Westfall. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WISS, sponsored by Inside Eye Care. Serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Inside Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. The Oshkosh Public Museum invites you into an immersive experience in the unmatched original environment of Tiffany Studios Design, a selection of beautiful decorative art treasures from the Richard H. Driehaus Collection. This imaginative exhibit sheds light on Louis C. Tiffany's innovative design. The display is located in the historic Sawyer Den, featured by Tiffany himself as a showcase of his design philosophy. For more information, including museum hours of operation, go to OshkoshMuseum.org. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Inside Eye Care. If it's happening in the Oshkosh area, it's on WISS.
Do you or someone you know have disabilities but are challenged finding resources and guidance? Focus on Freedom provides support for children and adults with diverse abilities with a variety of customized services such as one-to-one supports for individuals like daily living skills and training, along with personalized caregiver supports like foundations and caregiving seminars. Focus on Freedom empowers individuals to reach their goals and live as independently as possible, serving residents throughout Winnebago, Outagamie, and Fond du Lac counties. Find us at focusonfreedom.org, empowering independence, transforming lives.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. I am Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me on a Monday night version. This is, in some ways, my favorite night to do the show because the weekend is finally over and all the awful weekend activities are done, and we just get to talk about the things we love. And our question tonight is, what are your top three favorite burgers? That is the Nightlight question of the night. Let us know, and we will read your text on the radio. We just talked about Monica's text. She's a vegetarian. I never thought of that. Have you ever had Impossible?
No.
I've had it like a Chipotle, and I've had a couple Impossible burgers. Pretty good. And honestly, like, meat doesn't taste good on its own. You got to put something on it.
Yeah.
But Impossible on its own is probably packed with salt, but it's pretty decent. Monica also says she saw The Roses, which I have not seen yet. I know it's a remake of The War of the Roses, but we can, if anyone else agrees with Monica, let us know. Or if you disagree, that's fine too. But it'll get a discussion going. Eric Westfall is here in studio. He's the afternoon host here at WGBW playing the oldies. And he's also an actor. And his show this weekend is called The Play That Goes Wrong. You can see it at the Abrams Theater September 19th and 20th at 7 p.m. Or Sunday at, is it 2?
Sunday 1 p.m.
So there is a Packer game, but the Packers are going to win anyway. You don't need to waste
They're
your time.
They're playing Cleveland. I mean, come on.
Conrad, is that an easy win?
I don't want to say anything, you know. No drinks is here.
Okay. So you could, but there are tickets available. Check it out. It sounds like a really quaint, nice little 100-seat theater, and there is nothing like live theater, especially comedy. Do you find, like, when you do a comedy, Eric, this almost kind of bothers me, because sometimes I used to, when I would audition someone, and they knew it was a comedy, they'd try to be funny, and there's nothing worse than someone trying, not relying on the material.
Yeah.
Right? Do you have actors that do that sometimes? You have to reel them back a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody wants to, you know, make their choices and things like that. And good comedic choices. I mean, some people naturally have a little better time, comedic time, sure, than others, but it is something that it doesn't just happen. You hone it through experience and doing it and that. And I mean, you know, I've still every now and then make choices that I'm like, oh, I don't know if that was the best, but you know, the audience is the true, if they react to something, you know, you've done it successful.
Audience doesn't lie. You talked about, all right, so this is a comedy, the play that goes wrong. You talked about the fact that you've done Shakespeare, which I would imagine is very challenging, even for someone who's a trained actor like yourself. What is your favorite thing to do on stage, genre-wise?
You know, I will say, I won't say a style. My favorite thing is to be able to change what, so to have an accent. So if I could do a show where an accent, one of the coolest things I did was a show called Sordid Lives. And I got to not only have an accent, it was a Southern accent. I was G.W. Nethercott. and not only did I have that, but he was also, had an, his legs had been in an accident, cut off below the knee. So I had an affectation. I had to, you know, we kind of bandaged up and everything, and he was supposed to have, you know, false legs. So trying to walk would be normal. And so, you know, different than normal, obviously, with that affectation. So when I can do those types of things, whether it's comedy or drama or, you know, a classic play or a new play, I like
something
to be able
different.
To,
like, it is a challenge. Yeah, that's
yeah,
a great
I like to be challenged a little bit.
Where do you do Shakespeare? And if there are people that are fans of Shakespeare listening right now, where can they see Shakespeare in Northeast Wisconsin?
Every summer here in Green Bay.
All right.
As a matter of fact, Theater in the Park is every year in June at Whitney Park. It's play-by-play theater is the theater company. And they, their director, Carolyn Silverberg, she's got a master's in Shakespeare studies. So she knows her stuff. She went to London and studied. So she knows a few things and does her own adaptation. So we cut it down. You know, Shakespeare's very long. Like we did Hamlet this summer. That's like a 4-hour play. Obviously, people aren't coming out. We're not making them sit outside in the park for 4 hours.
Right.
So she cuts it down to about 90 minutes. Which is, you know, a lot more digestible. And she's been rotating between a drama and a comedy. And this is about I think we started right before the pandemic. So 2019 was the first year. And then obviously we had to stop for there. But
you said you had a great turnout last time you were here, too, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Yeah. It always, you know, it's free. So, and it gives people a chance to come and check things. Then they bring, you know, we usually have food trucks and stuff like that. And three performances throughout the summer. So we've kind of, I think they've kind of settled into that. There's one that's at Heritage Hill each year in the Moravian Church there, which is a completely different thing for us to go from outside where we're projecting in a giant park to this little echoey church. And then the third show has been over at Titletown over by Lambeau.
Nice. You said you went to Lawrence. My cousin Brian Murphy went to Lawrence too, loved it. He wasn't in theater, but I've heard nothing but great stuff. Is that a good place to train, in your opinion?
I mean, you know, I thought it was very good. I enjoyed my instructor. Obviously, I'm old, so he's no longer with us. But the program since I was there has expanded. And there's, I mean, Tim Troy, one of the main guys there, I mean, he's a working professional too. So, I mean, I think that's important in something like that where, you know, you also have working professionals. I think in music and art, theater, I think that's important.
Fantastic. Eric Westfall is my guest, folks. He is in the show The Play That Goes Wrong. It is this weekend in Abrams. He's also going to take our Green Bay quiz, our Nightlight Green Bay quiz. We've put some addendums on there. We added a few theater questions. So we'll do that after intermission here when we come back for Act 2. Do you have a top 3 burger list you can share with us?
Well, I'll give you one.
All right, you going to think it over the news? Sure. All right, we'll do that. And we'll do all that with Eric. And then Max Blaska is here. Coolest name in show business. Come on, Conrad. Have you heard a better name than Max Blaska?
Peach Wabba?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, too. I don't have that. It's not. My name is the farthest thing from badassery, though. Max Blaska is a guy you don't want to mess with, right?
Yeah, it's the Max.
And Eric Westfall, that sounds like an old kind of English. You sound like a proper gent, you know? I'm not saying you're not a badass. I'm just saying. All right. We are going to do intermission and come back for Act Two. Max is here at 7:35. We're going to keep Eric for a few minutes and give him our Green Bay quiz. That's all coming up after intermission here. And our question of the night, what are your top three favorite burgers? It is National Double Cheeseburger, folks. Cheeseburger Day, folks. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Stuck in no man's land.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Federal and local officials expected to bring criminal charges forward against Charlie Kirk's alleged shooter. ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
The Utah County District Attorney saying they are working around the clock to sort through evidence and file charges against the suspect, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, in the death of Charlie Kirk. There's a deadline to file state charges by tomorrow.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker was asked today about last week's incident when a suspect allegedly dragged an ICE agent with his car during an ICE traffic stop in the Chicago suburb of Franklin Park. The ICE agent is recovering from his injuries and the suspect is dead. The governor says there has been no transparency from ICE about the incident.
If this were the Chicago Police Department, if this were the Sheriff's Office in Cook County, if this were Illinois State Police, you would have had a lot more information already released. But apparently ICE is unwilling to provide the transparency that I think the